The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. The family life of bats is more complicated than you might imagine, because group living has many benefits, but it also comes at a cost. A study of insect-eating bats in England finds that females and males often live at different altitudes, but can have surprisingly diverse mating behaviors. Researchers observed Dobberton's bat along a 40-kilometer stretch of the River Wharfe in Yorkshire. At lower altitudes, the researchers found mostly mama bats and their babies, while males dominated the loftier altitudes. But at intermediate heights, males and females were found cohabitating. These living arrangements reflect trade-offs bats make for access to food, warmth, and other resources. The bats probably segregate because there's not enough food to go around at higher altitudes. Mama bats need lots of nourishment when pregnant and nursing, so they can't afford to compete with the males. Alternatively, the male bats may opt to live alone to avoid the rampant parasites found in close quarters of baby bat nurseries. But the middle territory may be a happy medium, where males and females can more easily satisfy feeding and mating needs.
The 90-Second Naturalist is brought to you by the Gehring Center for Family and Private Business at the University of Cincinnati. GrowYourFamilyBusiness.com.